Elaine Deal, and sitting here with my friend and colleague Lee Hay of WVXU. Thought we would take a couple of minutes and just get to know Lee a little bit. Lee, how's this role reversal feeling for you?
Well, it's kind of interesting. I haven't been on this side of the question factor very often.
Lee, you've been doing this an awfully long time. How did you get involved in radio as a career?
I started in 1975 when I moved to Cincinnati. Wasn't sure what I wanted to do with my English degree. I ended up volunteering with WAIF. Met a lot of folks over there. Ended up actually getting a job at WGUC in the development department. Then went from there to WMUB. Took a break from radio for a few years and decided to learn the record business. Got a job as assistant manager over at Record Theater in Norwood, which was a lot of fun. And then I also worked at WNOP down on the river doing jazz. Started volunteering in jazz at WVXU back in 1984, and I've been with VXU ever since.
And you do the weekly program around Cincinnati, kind of a news/arts magazine program, but was it music that originally drew you to radio?
Oh yeah, it's definitely music. I started off with folk music, a lot of women's programs, and then when I was at MUB with Jim Bennett, who was a jazz director, he got me involved in jazz. And from jazz, well, I was in jazz forever, a long time. And then I branched from there to doing a blues show at WVXU.
And you love the blues, don't you?
I love the blues, yeah. But I love jazz, too. And they're kind of intertwined.
You've worked at a lot of radio stations, mostly public.
The only commercial was WNOP. There was a high water, a lot of water. I watched mattresses and huge trees and all kinds of things float down on the river. And, of course, NOP was bobbing up and down. You know, we had the turntables then, and they were weighted, but the chandelier out in the hallway was bouncing off the ceiling going back and forth. So I got seasick. Every morning when I woke up, I had to take Dramamine. It wasn't a fun gig, but the jazz was great. I mean, I love being down on the river doing jazz. It was so unique.
You've also won a lot of awards for your news and talk programs, your documentaries, like on the Who concert tragedy and baseball. How do you go about choosing a topic to develop into a feature?
Frank Johnson actually brought me the idea for the Who special, which Brian O'Donnell and I worked on and won awards for. The baseball specials, just a love of baseball. And then Mark Haney and Kevin Rowinski and I worked as a team on those. Those specials ended up in the Baseball Hall of Fame. There was a committee who took a listen to them and decided they were worthy to be inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. So we're proud of that.
How long does it take, roughly, to put together one 10 or 15 minute feature?
Maybe an hour, something like that. But a special, like the Beverly Hills special that John Kieswetter and I just worked on last year, we probably worked on that 60 or 80 hours. Took a lot of research, bringing the people in, trying to figure out who to bring in, and then editing those interviews down into just 2 hours. It's a difficult process. Just last night, Brian Powers came in from the library. He's been helping me for years on the King Records interviews, and we interviewed a fellow down in Texas for an hour and a half for a special that'll air this September during King Records Month. That interview will probably end up being about 15 minutes. So I've got to figure out which stories to include that'll match up with the other guests who are going to be on that special.
Yeah, you mentioned Brian Powers, and you actually work with a lot of collaborators and contributors, people like Ron Esposito and Rick Pender and Barbara Gray. How do you manage working with those different personalities and putting it all together into a cohesive show?
They're friends. It's real easy when you're friends with people. These folks I've known for years and years and years. So it's very easy. We have a lot of mutual respect for each other.
Do they come to you with ideas, or do you go ask them?
Yeah, both. Whenever somebody has an idea, I usually go ahead and do it because I know it's something that they really want to do.
Are you a lifelong Cincinnatian, Lee?
No, I was born in Eastern Kentucky. I'm an first-generation Appalachian. Very proud of it. And then my parents moved to Springfield, and I went back to school in Moorhead and then came to Cincinnati, and I've been here since 1975. I love Cincinnati.
It's a great city. What's your favorite annual segment for around Cincinnati?
King Records. Probably.
Why am I not surprised?
Yeah, and the music. We brought local exposure back so we can talk to a lot of local musicians as well as regional and national musicians coming through town. And music notes, where we try to update what's happening in the music world here every week.
Do you love music solely as a listener? You ever played or sang yourself?
I played oboe and alto saxophone in high school in the pep band and marching band and, you know, the orchestra. So that's where I learned music. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I just love music.
Talking to Lee Hay of WVXU, she has worked with many of the best in the radio business. One who comes to mind, Lee, of course, is OT. Talk about your relationship with Oscar Treadwell.
So I met Oscar Treadwell when I was working at WGC back in the 70s, and he was gracious enough to come up to WMUB during the late 70s for some of our jazz fun drives. And then when I moved back to Cincinnati and started doing jazz at VXU, of course, he was such a mentor to all of us. We loved him. Everybody in this town loved and still love Oscar Treadwell. He was so knowledgeable, such a gentleman, a Renaissance man. He was so gentle and great soul.
And really nationally known in the jazz world.
Absolutely. There are musicians who wrote songs for him. He knew jazz because he was there in Philadelphia, New York, back in the day. He knew those musicians. He had a wonderful base of knowledge. We're still airing his programs. I'm working on the Jazz Wrap. He did a series of shows that haven't been produced for air yet, and I've got all those archives, and I'm trying to work on those.
Lee, I think you were one of the first female broadcasters in Cincinnati. How were people like OT and some of the other gentlemen with whom you trained and worked, were they supportive of getting a female voice on the air?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Radio's a different animal. We're all family. So I didn't have any, there weren't any bumps at all, especially down at NOP. There weren't many female voices in NOP, but those guys were very welcoming.
I just remember how incredibly excited I was the first time I heard a female DJ. It was great to hear that there were women, groundbreaking women out there doing it, and doing it because they loved it. Were you involved at all with WNKU?
No, I just went by their booth when Emmylou Harris was at Buckle Up. But that was about it. No, I've never really done anything over there.
What do you think a radio station can do to sort of help the local arts scene?
Open up the door so that we welcome these musicians on Around Cincinnati. It's only an hour on Sunday nights, but I'm trying to include more local musicians. The local music scene here in Cincinnati is so rich. We are so lucky to have all these great musicians here.
What do you think WVXU and WGUC's role is in the community overall, and why is it important?
You hear interviews as well as other kinds of music programming that you don't hear anywhere else in town. We're much more balanced and in depth, I think. It's not just surface programming. And we're also very open to questions.
My office is right across the hall from yours, but yours is a little bit different, a little bit special. Describe your office for people who will never be lucky enough to walk in.
It is very eclectic. Because I need creative incentive, my office is very colorful. I have plants. I have a huge jazz sign up there. I have photographs. I have memorabilia from all my decades in radio. I've got CDs. I've got the entire blues library there, as well as CDs I need for Around Cincinnati, as well as my personal collection. It's warm and inviting for me because it's my second home. I'm here so much.
You're also involved in antiquing.
Yeah, I did that for a number of years. I was in mid-century modern before it was hip, and had a booth down at Ferguson Antique Mall. Stopped with that line with the 1997 flood, at which point my health took a downturn from being in that flood water. I needed to go back to radio full time. I might go back to antiques when I retire, but not quite yet.
After all these years in radio, what have you learned about listeners?
Everybody has an opinion, and they can be so divergent. If you're true to yourself with the programming that you present, then hopefully people will open their ears and accept or question, perhaps, some of their previous thoughts.
Been visiting with Lee Hay. She is the producer of Around Cincinnati, Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock on WVXU. She is the blues queen.
Saturday nights at 11.
She produces specials. She produces local music. Everything that she's got her fingers in is musical and creative and of high quality.
Thank you, Elaine. It's been fun.